Biggie was in here yesterday talking about that Amazon outage. I guess they support so many other tech companies and that kind of thing. And Biggie was in there reporting on it, and I thought, yeah, whatever.
Get Biggie back on his BS.
What's Biggie babbling about in there on Amazon? And then I couldn't get my stats from the gym. I was like, what?
Yeah. No.
And I thought, is this that thing Biggie was talking about? And it was.
Kind of global.
Yeah, it went totally global. I was just like, what? I mean, I thought.
I really should have paid attention.
I should have paid more attention to Biggie, who was in there babbling on and on about Amazon.
I couldn't get my Instacart order.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it said ready. Mm-hmm. The store was like, there ain't nothing here, man. Amazon, down.
So many were in the same boat. I couldn't see what the workout for today is because Reddit was down.
Still?
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
I was able to remote start my car this morning from the bathroom as I brushed my teeth.
Yesterday, that was unavailable. That was unavailable. Correct. This was a global deal, and I paid it not a whit of attention because you know why? Because Biggie brought
it. You didn't think it affected you.
I didn't think it affected me.
Don't trust Biggie.
That's right. And so when I was at our gym, we have a sophisticated link up between a heart rate monitor and a screen. And then later I get my stats. Here's how many calories you burned.
Grade me.
And I got in the car looking for my stats, and it just kept like refreshing. I was like, what's going on here? And then I thought, oh my God. Biggie was talking about this mess. That's why it is.
What was he saying?
What was Biggie saying about Amazon? Some nonsense about Amazon.
I'm shocked. They really run the world. Yeah. I think it's funny that even Amazon's competitors use them, clearly. Because they'll be like, hey, don't use Amazon, use us. And then it's like, by the way, we use Amazon.
There's a rundown here of companies that were affected. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Amazon, Ring, Reddit, Snapchat, Wordle. I couldn't do my Wordle.
I couldn't see my back door camera.
It was a horrible, horrible day.
Couldn't see anything around the house. That could have got me.
So you couldn't do Wordle. Biggie couldn't see his back door.
That's right.
And I couldn't start my car from the toilet.
That's right. Roblox, Fortnite, Coinbase, Robinhood. Many of these things, I have no idea what they are. Somebody yesterday said Roblox is down. I said, what in the world is that?
That's a kid's game, and I bet kids were going nuts yesterday.
Venmo, Perplexity, ChatGPT, Hinge, United Airlines, Delta, Flickr, McDonald's, AP, NPR, and many, many more is what the article I read said. I mean, my goodness.
The great news is our tech here doesn't run on that stuff.
That's right.
No.
We didn't have a problem, did we?
Antiquated.
That's right.
We don't use space age tech.
That's right. We won't. We refuse to use space age tech. We were just fine. That's why I didn't even notice a thing until I couldn't get my stats from the gym. And I thought, my God. I bet that thing Biggie was babbling on and on about. It's something about Amazon. That is the case.
It's mostly back, but not 100%, correct?
That's what I'm reading. It's almost all back. And, well, I went on to look at my 401k, and I couldn't see it. I couldn't see it.
Jesus. Let me tell you.
It's terrible.
So I had to deal with Instacart because they charged me for an order that didn't exist. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to play like, you sure it's not there?
Oh, they're playing that game on you.
Yeah, they didn't want to give a refund. I said, well, you know your whole service was down yesterday. Mm-mm. Huh. Are you sure? Can you go inside the store, sir? Mm-hmm. The store is now closed, and the store had no orders. Mm-hmm. They were argumentative, I would say, and I bet they're going to be that way with everybody.
Do you, Biggie, have a standing Instacart order that is filled every once a week?
No.
Or are you
no.
custom?
I custom because I got a bargain shop.
And yeah. when you say
what, I like how you say yeah, like I'm serious.
We're bargain shoppers. Okay,
yeah, we find what's on sale.
We're bargain. That's right. We find what's on sale. We look around. When you say they were argumentative, were you talking to a human or was it like
yeah.
a
they were like you need did you go and talk to a store associate? I was like, there's a line of people here all waiting to say no orders, and the store associate is saying, yeah, I hear you, but no. No orders were filled today.
Did you go to the store? You were at the store and they wouldn't.
No, they're like, because they just do pickup. They're like, no orders were filled today, all because of the outage. And but Instacart wanted to argue and say, are you sure?
Yeah.
Was there a sign out front that said, sorry, no Instacart orders today?
Not on the door, but I mean, there were some angry people because everyone expected.
Imagine being the face of the grocery store who has to stand out there and say, sorry.
Well, I also had a Target order. You ready for this
Jesus.
One?
Man,
I know.
It's just hit everybody.
Well, Target order pull up. I thought no one came out. Thought it took a. Thought, well, I guess they're Amazon too. Mm-hmm. Finally, somebody said, yeah, actually, the guy who does the drive up, he literally just quit. So we're getting somebody else.
It wasn't the Amazon thing.
Look, are you here for the dude wipes?
Yeah. I am, actually. I am.
Look, I can slide some to you. Don't tell anybody.
Hey, let me tell you, if you're a dude wipes fan like me, the place to get them, Sam's Club.
Yeah, I like Sam.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. Their discounted price on dude wipes is unbelievable.
I've got that list of things you should never flush down the toilet later. Remember, I was going to do it last week, but it slipped away. I printed it.
What a metaphor for the show.
I printed it. I have it. I have that list of things you're not supposed to flush down the toilet.
Is dude wipes on top?
Yes.
Flushable wipes.
Flushable wipes. But then there was a lot of other things in there, like dental floss. Can get snagged on things.
Never considered.
Yeah, I never did that.
I didn't either. But honestly, they say toilet paper and waste, I mean, your own human waste is it.
Yeah, and you know, I got an email. When we talked about this last week, I think I mentioned that I had the Dem brothers were drilled under the penalty of death never to put a Kleenex down the toilet.
That's right.
And I got an email from either a man who had worked for Kimberly-Clark or a woman whose husband worked for Kimberly-Clark. You know, they make Kleenex. Mm-hmm. And apparently the fibers don't break down. The paper is different. They look the same. Yeah. They may feel the same to us laymen.
But they're different.
But they're very different paper.
That was on there. I'm going to go off grid. I'm going off grid. But I have the things you should not flush down the toilet that are often flushed down the toilet. And the first one is wipes, flushable wipes.
Always.
I really feel like somebody needs to class action lawsuit them because it says flushable and they're not.
All of them say it.
I know.
For a while there, my algorithm on my social media got changed to plumber videos, which if you haven't seen are fascinating.
Plumber videos.
Yeah, like they basically somebody would call and say, you know, my drain is clogged, my toilet's not flushing, my septic issue, something. Mm-hmm. Well, they course, like find the plug, pop it open. Well, guess what? It's just chock full of flushable wipes that have stopped everything up.
Yes.
So they have to take like this industrial size suction thing.
Yes.
And suck all the flushable wipes out.
Well, that's top of the list. And then Chris Tim's Kleenex because the fibers don't break down. And my parents too said, whatever you do, don't flush Kleenex down the toilet. Here are some you might not have thought of. Dental floss acts like a string and can catch on things as it goes through the piping.
Okay.
Hair never breaks down, tangles and clogs. You see hair, of course, in the shower drain or the sink.
Who flushes it?
I don't know. I'd never have. Maybe people clean out their brush and drop it in the toilet and flush it down. I wonder if my mother ever did that. Nail clippings. Sharp edges can scratch pipes.
Please.
That's right.
Come on. Nail clippings. You think a modern pipe can be damaged by a nail clip? Well, maybe biggies. Tow truck toes.
Nail.
Believe me, we don't flush those.
You can't.
You go to the landfill.
They got to be disposed of separately.
Not break down.
That's hazmat.
Yeah, it is.
Cotton swabs, cotton balls. They expand when they're inside, when water hits them, and they can clog your pipes. Condoms never break down, cause backups. I know one time we had a call from a P1 listener many years ago who used to skip school, play hooky from school at the end of the day, and have sex with his girlfriend like every day. They'd go home from school. And I was, of course, like, high five. Well, the toilet got clogged up. And when the plumber came out, you know, he had to do maybe it was a septic tank or something. And he told the kid's dad, yeah, there's 600 condoms in here. That's the issue. And the dad was like, who's flushing condoms? And then looked at and the kid was like, boy, I don't know how that happened.
I can't say I've never did it in my 20s. Because, I mean, what else do you do with it?
I think everybody did. I think you put it in a Ziploc bag and...
Not in your 20s, you don't.
Makes you look like a serial killer.
Put it in.
She's definitely going to leave.
Exactly.
What are you doing? I'm putting my condom into a Ziploc bag. Why?
Do you have any bleach?
Discreetly put it in a Ziploc bag and take it to a receptacle. On the street. And drop it in. That's what I would do. I never did. I'd flush it down the toilet. But you're not supposed to.
No.
These are things you're never supposed to flush down toilets. Cigarette butts. contains plastics and toxins that do not degrade and get into the sewage. The sewer.
Half the time, I remember seeing they wouldn't go down. I mean, sometimes if you go, you don't go into bars, but occasionally people would flick their butts into the toilet and flush it. For whatever reason, they're like these bugs, water bugs. It won't go down.
Yeah.
They survive flush after flush stay floating in the cleanish water.
Yeah, I wonder why that is. I have seen that happen,
Well, we had a two guys named Chris comedy show one time that had the building had to get evacuated temporarily because, remember, somebody was smoking in the bathroom there.
Right.
And they found the toilet butts or the cig butts in the toilet.
Good memory, Biggie.
You can't get rid of the evidence that way. Medication and pills harms the ecosystem, gets into bodies of water. Now, I've always been told that. You can't flush your...
But, you know, what else are you going to do? If you put it in the trash, it goes into the landfill.
Put it in a Ziploc bag with your condoms. Put it in a Ziploc bag.
Sure.
And save it. You know, save it for later. Mm-hmm. Like, put it in your van.
Until it turns into a sludge.
Yeah. A slurry.
What is that? It's a fentanyl slurry.
A little semen mixed in.
That's something. Yeah.
Just what I do. I didn't want to flush it down the toilet, you know, either one of these things, you know. Cat litter. Have you ever done that? You've had cats. I've never even considered that.
No, never. I know they used to make, I mean, a lot of people will keep their litter box next to the toilet.
Yeah.
We do not. Yeah. And then they'll scoop out the poo and just dump it down the toilet. Mm-hmm. But we never have.
You remember George Clooney's story about when he was...
His roommate's cat?
God, the best.
One of my favorite stories of all time from George Clooney. If we have time, we'll actually play that. He played that joke on his roommate, and it was just remarkable. It involves a litter box beside a toilet. Cooking grease or oil, obviously.
Mom used to do that.
Did she?
Oh, yeah. I remember her vividly taking the grease down to the toilet, over to the toilet, and just whoosh, there she goes.
Do you think that's because she didn't want to pour it down the sink? Because it definitely clogged
exactly.
The sink.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My father, you know what we do that? My father would pour it into the trash can and then take the trash out. He'd let it cool enough to pour it into the garbage and then immediately take the trash out.
We used to keep, you know, when we'd get milk delivered, and even after we got milk delivered, we would get those paper half gallons of milk.
Mm-hmm.
And when the milk was done, the paper cartons, you know, the wax paper cartons.
Yes, yes.
We'd pop open the top and make it like a vertical little trash can, and that's where goop went.
Oh, I like that too. That's a great idea.
We kept it next to the sink, and that's where Mom would put eggshells, things like egg yolks or whatever.
That makes sense. Eggshells. Eggshells for sure. And grease if you wanted to.
Yeah, that's where a lot of the grease went.
Of course.
Then down the commode.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
This was the 60s. We didn't know.
In the 70s, and I'm sure you had one of these. Now, when my mother would make bacon, she would take the bacon grease and pour it into a little a pottery dish on the side of the stove.
Yeah.
And then it would harden, and you'd have bacon grease to cook all your stuff with. I wonder if anybody still does that anymore. Out in the country.
I'm sure they do.
I bet so, too.
Now they just literally sell what's called bacon grease.
Yes.
A lot of people use it for... like those outdoor griddles.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they'll say, throw down your bacon grease.
Great flavoring. I mean, it's bacon grease. Mm-hmm. So the next thing you cook it, if you make eggs in bacon grease, it's going to be delicious. Plastics, wrappers, packaging. I've tried to flush, and this is like the cigarette butt, like at Halloween, a Snickers wrapper, like a mini Snickers wrapper or Twix. Sometimes I collect them in my pockets. You know, I'll have them during the day. Look, you know, if people would bring in candy here, and I would have a couple of Twix and a few Snickers and stuff, the wrappers in my pocket.
And you try to shamefully flush them?
Yeah. I would. Yeah.
Rather than put them in your trash?
Yeah. And yeah, because I didn't want anybody knowing that I'd
eat. He's got trash cans full of Kit Kat wrappers.
Exactly. So I try to flush them, and they float. They're like the cigarette butts you were talking about. Mm-hmm. They never would go down. Dakota, you're talking about flushing, and this is just a list of things you are never supposed to flush. Go ahead.
So, my sister and my brother, my now brother-in-law, back then was just her boyfriend, were living in my parents' basement for about 2 years while they were trying to buy a house together. Mm-hmm. And they were not aware that you can't flush condoms. And, of course, they weren't married quite yet, so they didn't want kids quite yet. So, every chance they got, they'd flush one. Well, a little ways down the road, we started having septic problems, so my dad calls me up, says, hey, we need to go dig up the septic tank, see what's going on. They call in the boyfriend's dad, because he's a handyman, and my dad, So we all start digging into the septic tank and crack it open, and the first thing you see is just an island of floating rubbers. And my brother-in-law had the audacity to go, darn Dakota, how many did you use?
he blamed you.
Said that to you.
I like that.
I'm sure you gave it right back.
I haven't lived in that house in like 5 years, so
Come on now. Exactly. Man,
some nerve.
That is. I hope they made him pay for that. He's got to pay for that. Thank you, Dakota. Appreciate it. Well, that's like that guy that called us years ago about it when he was a teenager, you know, skipping class and going home. And I was, I mean, I was high five. It was Titillation Tuesday. I'm like,
sucked it up.
Yeah. And then he's like, no, all the condoms backed up in the septic tank. It's bad news. I never flushed my condoms when we had a septic tank. Because I never had sex.
Yeah,
that was back when I was, you know, living at home.
Living at home.
My waterbed and everything.